views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Welcome to the Kelly Ballard Show. Insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly Ballard is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from your loved ones on the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Now, here's your host, Kelly Ballard.
Happy Thursday, everybody. Good afternoon. Hello. I'm Kelly Ballard, and you're listening to The Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond on Transformation Talk Radio. I am so glad that you joined me today and in upstate New York. It is another beautiful fall day. The sun is shining and the leaves are like the perfect, perfect colors. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful day. And I'm glad you're with me. Thank you for sharing all of your brilliant, brilliant energy to the show each week. We're going to do some awesome things together with Spirit. And I'm glad you are on this journey with me. Stay with me for the next hour as we open up our hearts and our minds to connect in with Spirit and educate ourselves with divine energy. Each week, we cover a variety of topics ranging from grief and spirit guides, mediumship, listening to your intuition, and so much more. And if you're wondering how you can find me outside of Transformation Talk Radio, you can always check out my website at reflectiveharmony.com for more information on how to schedule a private reading with me in person or over the phone, and also to read about any of my upcoming classes, events, and webinars. I have just been busier than busy can be, and I love it because it keeps me out of trouble. But I'm really excited to share with you guys some information. I have finally got some dates together. I'm going to be starting a webinar series, and I've never done webinars before. I've participated in a lot of them, but I have some wonderful, wonderful clients that are just all over the United States and internationally, and I wanted a way that I could reach in with you guys that aren't in the capital region of New York. And so a webinar was just the next fit of where to go with things. So I'm excited because I'm going to have my first webinar, which is going to be working with your spirit guides on Wednesday, December 9th at 7 p.m. Eastern. You can purchase a seat for that webinar on my website, reflectiveharmony.com, or you can also check out my Facebook page, facebook.com/reflectiveharmonykmb, and you can also read information about the workshop there. It's going to be great. We're going to do a couple meditations together to get you connecting in with your guides, and you're also going to be able to receive a digital version of one of my guided meditation CDs to help you work with connecting with those guides. And I'm also going to give every participant in the webinar a connection to their own spirit guide. So it's going to be great. And I hope you'll consider joining us. I am in the works of putting together some other webinars about working with crystals, automatic writing, listening to your intuition, past lives. We've got all sorts of fun things that are coming together. And I'm excited to announce those shortly as well. And I've been also working my hiney off to put together a YouTube channel. And it's pushing me out of my comfort zone a little bit, but it should be a lot of fun. And it's going to be a great avenue to connect in with all of you, whether it's to give you a little bit of a sneak peek of something that's coming up, or just to answer some questions that you have about mediumship, about healing, anything metaphysical. And if I don't have the answer, I will try my darndest to get the answer. So that should be a lot of fun. And we're hoping to have something up in the next day or two where that's concerned as well. So you can check out Facebook and my website for those details. So we have a great show today, and we are going to spend a bunch of time talking about past lives. So I want you to get comfy and stay with me for the next hour. We're going to have a lot of fun, and I'm hoping that we'll be able to open some minds a bit about this fascinating topic. I've had so many wonderful callers reaching out during our shows, and I thank you for calling in and your patience. So as usual, we're going to be opening up our phone lines today. So grab that pen and paper. And the number you can reach me at is 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. And a big part of my job as a medium is obviously to connect you, the living, with those who are on the other side. So if you want to check in with one of your loved ones, I'd be happy to do that. If you'd like me to tune into a previous life, I can do that for you. Or if you just have a question about the work that I do or a question about past lives, give me a call. I would love to talk with you. And again, that's 800-930-2819. So if you're interested also in following along with today's show, again, that the website for my Facebook page is facebook.com/reflectiveharmonykmb. We are going to be gifting, me in spirit, we are going to be gifting also three lucky callers today with a copy of my newest guided meditation CD, Courage. And I'm excited to be able to do that. There's some great tracks on there that can, if you're a newbie to meditation, you can do them. And if you're somebody who's pretty comfy with it, they'll give you a good challenge at the same time. It's a great CD, and I'm really proud of that project. So as you guys might be aware, if you're familiar with the show, on our shows where it's me talking with you guys, I like to take a little time to gift you guys with a message from Spirit, with some automatic writing. Every day, I try to take a little time with Spirit to connect in with them. And I use this process to receive any guidance, wisdom, support from the other side that I might need throughout my day. And it's a wonderful, wonderful process where you work with these beautiful divine energies, and they help to give me information that otherwise I probably wouldn't be able to receive. And, you know, one of the tough parts about being a medium, of course, is that, you know, we can't do for ourselves what we do for others. But automatic writing is a nice little way to kind of remove that middleman and to get a little bit of insight and a little bit of some love from the other side. So I'm excited about what they shared with me today for the show. And we'll be sharing that message with you all a little bit later. So with that said, let's get into things today. So have you ever had the thought, I must have done something right in a past life to have the life I'm living now? Perhaps maybe you've wondered how many past lives you've had, if someone in your present life was with you in a previous one, or whether your actions, likes, dislikes, or adventures in a previous lifetime have made a difference in the type of life that you are living today. Well, you are in for a great show. We're going to be exploring a whole bunch of topics around past lives. And it's a complicated topic. And I find that with people, there are either people that believe in it, people that don't want anything to do with it, or people that just are confused and not sure what to believe. So I'm going to give you a number of different perspectives to think about today and some stuff to mull around with. And, you know, one of the ways that I work with my students is I like to give them as much as I can. And I always tell people, Spirit wants you to find what fits you like a glove, what feels good for you. So hopefully you'll be able to do that after today's show. So the idea that our souls or spirits reincarnate reaches back about 3,000 years. And discussions on that subject can be found in ancient traditions of India, Greece, Celtic Druids. It's a belief that our spirits are not confined to the 7, 8, or 9 decades of life that we live on this earth, if we're lucky, but that we have lived before and that we might live again. We have this karmic cycle, a birth, life, death cycle that allows our soul to come into a life and to grow, to evolve, to learn. And we keep doing this over and over and over until we've learned all the lessons that we've needed to learn. And I suppose someday, if you are lucky enough, that you go on to be perhaps like a spirit guide per se. So What do you believe? Do you believe that you have had a past life or lives, that growing up, working, loving, and suffering in the roles are very different than the ones that you had now? Are you playing those roles a lot differently? Are you playing them out the same? Perhaps you may have been a different race, a different socioeconomic class, or a different gender. And there are even some people who even believe that you have been another living species entirely, a dog, maybe a gazelle, or a fish, perhaps. I just had a conversation with my 8-year-old the other day who told me he wondered if he was a bug before he came into this life as my son. So it's, you know, there are people that believe all sorts of different things. Those who believe in past lives suggest that there might be clues to what our past lives were in various aspects that make up our current physical, emotional, intellectual, and psychological personalities. So everybody that we are today, basically, we believe that we have become this person, and we've become this being because of what has happened in our past. I have so many clients that are interested in this topic, and I'd say at least once or twice a day, I have clients that ask me to tune into a past life for them. And whether it's the fascination of that part of their soul's journey, or perhaps they're trying to connect some dots, people are intrigued. But one of the things that I get asked the most is probably about deja vu and its connection to past lives. Most of all of us have experienced that eerie feeling of deja vu, that sudden surprising feeling that an event that we are going through has happened exactly this way before. And there's a psychologist, Arthur Funkhauser, has broken down this phenomena into a couple categories. And we are going to talk about those in just a moment. If you are just tuning in, you're listening to the Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond on Transformation Talk Radio. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to explore more about the topic of past lives. Stay tuned.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all, a healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. During the month of October, Dr. Darvish and the Holistic Medical Team are promoting Breast Cancer Awareness Month with 25% off breast thermography. Safe, painless, radiation-free, and accurate. Purchase your breast thermography screening for 25% off now until October 31st to receive this special. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Do you often find yourself feeling overwhelmed, overworked, or exhausted? Are you ready to embrace a life filled with more love, connection, and joy? Best of the Month list and 5-star rated on Amazon, Conscious Being by author TJ Woodward will awaken you to your true nature. To learn more about how to get your copy of Conscious Being, visit consciousbeingbook.com today.
The transition begin. Tune in to the hit show Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, and most vibrant life. Let Carrie teach you the tools of transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
1230 WPLQ.
We've already said...
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to the Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond, with me, Kelly Ballard, on Transformation Talk Radio. Thanks for joining me today. And if you're just tuning in and you have a moment, you're going to want to check out my latest posting on my Facebook page, facebook.com/reflectiveharmonykmb, about today's show. And I'll also have an archive of today's show on my website, reflectiveharmony.com, later as well. So you can check that out. We have been talking about past lives. And as I mentioned in the beginning of the show, we're going to be taking callers. So give us a call, grab that pen and paper. You can call in at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. I'd love to connect in with you to talk with one of your loved ones, connect you in with a previous life, or answer any questions that you have about the work that I do. And I will be gifting 3 lucky callers with a copy of my meditation CD, Courage, as well. So before we took our break, I was talking a little bit about deja vu and that people are always asking me, what is the connection with past lives and deja vu? And there's a psychologist, Arthur Funkhauser, who has broken down this phenomena into subcategories. He believes that deja vu is either an event that has been already experienced or lived through, that we've already felt that experience, perhaps triggered by a voice or music. And it also could be triggered by a place so familiar that we feel like that we've been there before, because perhaps we have. Scientists and psychiatrists insist that there are lots of neurological explanations, of course, for these phenomena. But, you know, there are these strange feelings, and no matter how vague or fleeting they can be, that there are also a lot of evidence proving that these are connected with previous times. If you enter, you know, a house or a building, for example, in a town that you've never visited, yet, you know, every detail of that place feels so familiar. And, you know, whether you know what's in the next room, you might know what's upstairs, there's just an overwhelming feeling that you've been there before. And so the question you sometimes have to ask yourself is, well, have you in a past life? Perhaps. You know, a lot of people will talk about weird memories. And my daughter, my 6-year-old, has said a number of things to my husband and I over the years about memories of events that she has had that we've never shared with her about a family member of ours. And I can remember a while ago that she had a conversation with me about, remember when I lost one of my legs, and remember when my hair was long and gray and it used to go up into a bun, but you'd have to braid it first. And remember when I sat in a wheelchair. And what was very interesting is that description, what she was talking about, belongs to my great-grandmother, who was a very talented medium when she was living. So, you know, is she perhaps the reincarnation of her? Could be. There's no knowledge that she would have had of that information otherwise. And that's probably one of the most common things that I hear from clients with children is, why are my, you know, children remembering these things they have no knowledge of? And I think there's something very innocent about kids that, you know, where their soul still is retaining some of that information, some of those glimpses from a past life. A lot of people also ask about, like, dreams, for example, that reoccurring dreams have been also suggested as memories or clues to a past life. Are they something important that has happened previously? Are they reactions or reflections from the past that our souls have clung on to help us learn something going forward. A lot of people always want to find out, where do their fears and phobias come from? You know, if people have a fear of spiders or snakes or heights, are they, you know, built into us because that's part of, you know, our psyche and that survival instinct that we have? Or are we suffering from them because we had situations with them in a previous lifetime? Do you have a fear of water because you may have drowned before? Or do you have a fear of water because maybe you were sailing on a ship in a previous life and you're sick of water, so you don't want to go near it in this one? You probably also know of someone who, let's say, for example, was born and raised in the U.S., but has an absolute interest to the point of obsession, let's say, with like British culture. And, you know, they might think about wanting to, you might know somebody who, for example, wants to dress up and be part of a Renaissance fair or a Civil War reenactment. Are these people finding a familiarity with a culture that maybe they once lived in 100 years ago, 1,000 years ago? But there's a connection that people have, our interests and strong belief systems belong to a part of us that sometimes we can't always put our finger on. Me, however, I like to keep things very simple with past lives. Past lives for me are a spiritual phenomenon and a belief in reincarnation. It can be conducted through hypnosis, through guided or facilitated meditations, or other trance-inducing activities if you're working on your mediumship or intuitive development. It can take a variety of forms, but it always... The process is always for a person to be regressed to a place where they can learn about a past life, particularly traumas, connections with soulmates, or current living relationships, and karmic events that are associated with issues and patterns in one's life. When you're doing any of these, and the work that I'll be doing today, if anyone's interested in calling in to learn about a past life, is what we call kind of a guided regression for me to tune into your vibration, to see what your guides will allow me to tune into and see from a previous life. And, you know, I kind of, I look into those details in a way that it's like telling a story, from the clothes that you might have on to the surroundings that I see, if I can get a time period, a name, who might be around you, if they will let me know how you may have passed away, interests, dislikes, any of those details. It's sort of like an interview. You kind of look around, gather all the details you can, and pass those along. One of the other things that I've done a lot of research on and also believe in is that there is no chronological order to our past lives. So, for example, if you are somebody that's drawn to the 1940s, you can keep going and having reoccurring lives in the 1940s. Your next life from this life could go backwards to 1730, or you could go forwards to 2320, that we in this living present time are really the ones that need the concept of time, the details, all the nuts and bolts. We thrive on that as humans. But when you look into the deeper perspective with past lives, there's a lot of research that's been done that time is really relevant to the here and now, and that there is no chronological order. So what can we learn from our past lives? We can learn about our fears, for example. So we can look at different things that we've gone through, and we can understand maybe why we have those fears. Most of the time, I will say that from either things I've read, classes and workshops I've taken, or just the work that I've done with spirit with that, you know, if you have somebody who has a fear of fire, it doesn't mean that they passed away from a fire in another life. It may mean that they could have done anything from being a firefighter at another point and, you know, are just not wanting to do anything in that realm any longer. Or it could be somebody, maybe they had a life where they were a shaman and they used fire within the practice that they did. So not always just because we have a fear does it necessarily mean that we had some terrible negative traumatic experience previously. We can learn about our likes and dislikes in this life, things that we are drawn to. So if you had the taste of something in a previous life and didn't perhaps get a chance to do more of it, you might have a very, very strong connection or a strong vibe with that in this previous life. I did a reading for a woman a couple weeks ago who I could not get over how strong I could smell bakery. Like I was in a bakery and I could smell breads and I could smell cookies and just, oh, it was like absolutely delicious to tune into. And it was really interesting because one of the things that I saw was that she grew up around it, but never got a chance in this previous life to do anything with it because her family sold the business. And it was interesting because when we were debriefing about the experience, about the message that I gave her, one of the things that she just went back to school to do is to become a pastry chef. So she has a very big draw in this life regarding that. So sometimes we can notice our likes and our dislikes can connect with that as well. We can often receive information about current relationships and our soulmates. We often do travel in the same soul circle where spirits are concerned. So it's not unusual at all to have connections with the same people in this life. We might have different rapports and different journeys. I do find with a lot of people that individuals that are, for example, if you're married, have a partner, a spouse, we stay in equal type relationships. So you might go into another life, either being spouses, siblings, something where you're at an equal level in that sense. A lot of times from a parent-child perspective, if you have that role in this existing life, you might swap it up next time. So your parent, maybe your child next go around. So it's kind of never a dull moment from that standpoint. And of course, we can also always find out the amount of past lives that we lived. I love hearing when people talk about young souls and old souls and all that stuff in between. And, you know, I think that, you know, I've had clients who said, oh, so-and-so told me I've had 47 previous lives. Well, maybe you have. Maybe you've had 100. Maybe you've had 2. I think what makes your soul old and what makes your soul young is the experience that you've had, the part of you that is growing, that is evolving, the part of you that is looking at yourself and saying, what do I need? What brings me joy? What brings me happiness? How am I growing? How am I thriving? And I think that's really what defines your soul, that how open you are to change and growth and everything in between. And because nobody's perfect, your soul is born again, of course, and not in another location or another sphere, but right here on earth. And think of it as a redo, like a test that you get to take over and over to give yourself enough tries to get it right. And even though this can be a touchy subject for people, I'll leave you with one thought. No matter what you believe, whether you have more work to do with your soul in another life, or that this is the only life you've been given, make it a good one. Live each day to the fullest. Be a good person. Do good to others. Laugh a whole bunch and allow yourself to love others very, very deeply. We've got to take a quick break. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond on Transformation Talk Radio. Our phone lines are open. Give us a call, 800-930-2819. I'd love to connect in with you. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Are you ready for a radical shift in your way of being? Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Awakened Living Radio is a show dedicated to helping you embrace a life filled with profound peace, connection, and happiness. TJ Woodward is passionate about helping you find your clarity, balance, and purpose. Join co-host TJ Woodward and Dr. Pat Basile on the first Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific Time for Awakened Living Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
1230 WBLQ.
Just like the wild wind sings a song that sounds like she's singing.
We are back on the Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond, with me, Kelly Ballard. Don't forget to check out my Facebook page for some tidbits from today's show. And you can always check out my website, reflectiveharmony.com, for an archive of today's show and my most recent appearances on the Dr. Pat Show. And actually, before I forget, I'm actually going to be on the Dr. Pat Show this Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern time. So give it a listen. We'll have a great time and a lot of fun. So as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, I love to do some work with automatic writing. And on the shows where you guys just have me, I like to pass along a message to all of you from Spirit. I use this process of automatic writing to receive any guidance, wisdom, or support from Spirit that I might need throughout my day to help me to thrive. So here's what I'd like to share with each of you from Spirit before we start taking our callers. They said, "We are so pleased to once again provide words of insight to those you call listeners. In this moment, in this now, we must profess our pride, how proud we are of you. And even though at times you may forget that we truly are still with you, we are also such a greater part of you. Because your heart has remained open and true, what you can achieve and do is truly limitless. The human ego sets its own limits and boundaries, and we forget at times to trust in something greater. That something is personal to each of you. It does not need a name. It does not need an image. All it needs is for you to know that you are always guided, and there is always something, someone there for you to lean on. We watch and guide each of you with grace, but still letting you learn, grow, and stumble. Stumbling is good. It helps you find your own resilience and strength. These are the pieces that will make your soul stronger, that will make you your being fly, and that will make you become the person you are truly destined to be. As souls, we are in a constant state of brilliant light and energy. We are in a space and a place that sets no limits and boundaries. We all vibrate with beauty, grace, and greatness, and we will remind you how our unconditional love for you is unending and limitless. Breathe this energy into your heart and soul and allow the love we have for you to make life right." So I hope that that resonates with some of you, and fills you up with some love from spirit. So our phone lines are open, and I'll give you that number once again. It's 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. I would love to connect in with one of your past lives or one of your loved ones on the other side, or if you've got a question about the work that I do, I'm happy to answer it. So we've got a caller, Mary from New York. Mary, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Mary, what can I do for you today?
This has always fascinated me, and I just wanted to check in and see about my past lives.
Well, I'd be happy to do that. So, Mary, all I'd like you to do, if you could just say your first name for me one more time so I can just get a little bit more of your voice vibration, and we'll jump into everything. Go right ahead.
Okay. Mary.
Thank you, Mary. Mary, as I'm asking your guides to give me a glimpse, a little snippet into a past life with you, I keep being drawn into like a very jungle environment in that sense. It has a very marshy feeling, very swampy in that sense. I feel very, very warm. There's a humidity that I keep getting. It's not necessarily that it's not a bad sulfur smell, but it's got a very, very marshy odor that I keep getting. I feel like I'm drawn more down towards like South America in that sense. If I'm looking at a map, they're kind of pulling me more down into. Thank you very much. I just keep going south, south, south. Down into South America. I'm seeing you as a male energy in this previous life. And it's very interesting to me because I keep getting like I'm in a very much of a tribal type of a setting in that sense where I'm feeling structure. I keep getting large structures around me that have a very kind of clay, stone consistency. I feel a builder energy with you. And I keep seeing I'm running my hands over these blocks and these pieces here as well. Very strong arms, strong legs in that sense. You have like this reputation in this life. And it's interesting to me because there's very much of what I want to call like a worker bee energy with you in this previous life. And it's funny because you are like just busting your hump and really, really going to town. And I'm seeing you, what you're doing is very routine. So it's like coming in and I'm seeing you like breaking forms, almost like I'm looking at these kind of bricks or these shapes. I don't want to say that this is like a pyramid, but it has more of an energy, almost like I'm looking at like either like a temple being built or a very open aired structure being built. I see a lot of columns being these bricks being stacked on columns. There's some staircases in that sense. But I have that kind of a strong connection there. It's interesting to me as well because you have a brilliant smile in this life. I do see a marriage connected with you, and I do see four children connected to you in this life as well. You have a very it's not glamorous in the sense that I would love to tell you you're royalty and have lots of riches, but this is very much of a life of working hard, being a good provider. And I feel like also kind of letting your family know at the same time that like setting a good example for others in that sense. There's a leadership role that you take in this life. And as I'm watching you sort of like building, breaking apart these molds and kind of like bringing these pieces places, there's an energy for you of setting this greater example, of setting this bigger example to other people of this is what we need to do in life to make things right. This is what we need to do in life, to thrive, to find success, to find happiness. And it's interesting because everyone around you in this community are all working, but the essence that I keep giving is like your morale as well. You know that you're serving a higher purpose in the work that you do. I feel like that from a marriage perspective in this life, I do feel that your wife in that previous life, is a connection to a sibling that you have in this life in that sense. And I want to say that you and the sibling have a good partnership, kind of like two peas in a pod in that sense. I also feel very strongly that part of in this current life where you live, Mary, now you have a great work ethic. And I do see you not necessarily in a formal leadership role in this life, but I'm seeing you in a role where you do lead people and you set an example. So a lot of those. That's helpful. Thank you. One of your guides is showing me here that a lot of the roles that you have taken in this life in particular are a bit of an extension. of that previous one. Now, as I mentioned early in the show, our past lives are not chronological. So it doesn't mean that, you know, you were just sitting around hanging out on the other side for a while from this very right. indigenous life this to, you know, going like kind of present day in that sense. But I do feel very strongly that this was a life for you about teaching lessons to others. And that was a lifetime in which you had to come in and basically say, this is how we're getting things done. This is what I'm teaching other people. This is what I'm getting them to think about and getting them to learn. So it's very much of a time for you. Of instruction, of setting a good example. And I feel like that you've brought that very much into this life in particular. It is interesting, though, in this life, present day, Mary, do you have some digestive issues, if you don't mind me asking?
Yes.
Tummy trouble?
Yes.
It's funny because I see you not having a lot of food in that life, and my belly's always hungry. Like I keep hearing when I look into that other life, my belly is constantly grumbling, and I feel like you didn't always have a lot of proper nutrition in that past life. So some of your tummy troubles may have spilled over into this life a little bit. Not that you're not getting proper nutrition in this life, but I feel like your digestive tract sometimes isn't always very happy with you. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
And I say that lovingly to you, not earth shattering, but you know, stuff that you know, and it's just
no problem.
We deal with it, you know. But I do feel that there's a little kind of parallel coming in there as well. I will say this, Mary, you have some lovely, lovely friendships in this life with you as well. And I do feel because there's very much of that tribe energy that I'm looking at from that previous life, I feel like that you've kind of carried that essence of like your tribe, your people, those ones that we pull around us to make us feel loved and safe and secure. I do feel like you've also pulled them and that energy into this present life as well. So you've got a good tribe around you in this life too. Mary, I would love to gift you with one of my guided meditation CDs, Courage. So I'm going to have you hold on the line so Brian can get your contact information and I'll get that CD out in the mail to you. Sounds great?
Thank you so much, Kelly.
You're welcome. Have a great day. So we have to take a break in just a moment here. But if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond with me on Transformation Talk Radio. I appreciate you spending time with me today. And if you'd like to call in, I would love for... to connect you in with a loved one, a spirit guide, or a past life. You can call us at 800-930-2819. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I got chills, they're multiplying.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Into Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
1230 WBLQ.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond, with me, Kelly Ballard. And I so appreciate you spending your time with me today. As a medium and intuitive consultant, I work with spirit daily to provide my clients with answers, insight, and inspiration from their loved ones on the other side. We have some time left for callers, so give us a call at 800-930-2819. I'd love an opportunity to connect you in with someone special who's on the other side or to tune into a past life. And as always, if you'd like to contact me for more information about my services or to book an appointment for a reading in person or over the phone, you can go to my website, reflectiveharmony.com. So I think we have another caller. We've got Amy from New York. Hi, Amy. How are you?
Hi, Kelly.
Amy, what can I do for you today?
I'm just looking to connect in with whatever comes up.
Sounds good. How about a past life? Does that sound okay?
Great. That would be wonderful. Thank you.
Amy, I'm just going to have you say your first name one more time for me so I can just get a little bit more of your voice vibration, please.
Amy.
Thank you. Amy, as I'm asking your guides permission to tune in one of your lives, I feel like this makes me laugh. I'm getting a very kind of polar opposite from my jungle vision that they're giving me. Amy, I am drawn very strongly. I keep feeling like I'm very north on the continent now, and I feel like I'm in like kind of upper parts of Canada, not quite towards like Alaska, but I feel like I'm in upper, very, very upper edges of Canada in that sense. I have a very cold, cold climate that I'm getting as well, and I feel a very strong female energy connected to you in this life. I'm seeing you wearing layers and layers and layers of clothing on you, and I'm looking at a lot of like animal skins, animal furs in that sense as well. Amy, you have the most beautiful, beautiful smile in this life that I'm looking at as well. And it's interesting because I keep seeing you sort of in this, what I want to call like a mother hen role in this life. I see a lot of children around you. Not all of these children are yours, however, in that sense. And it's not that I necessarily want to formally call you teacher, but I'm seeing you in a perspective like your job, the work that you would have done in that sense, would have been one around children. And I do see they're more little, and I would say they're under like the age of like eight. Okay, thank you. Under the ages of seven or eight, I'm seeing you doing things with them from like a gathering perspective all the way into doing cooking. I get a little bit of a medicinal, thank you, yes, a little bit of a medicinal energy with you as well, that you would have done a touch. I'm not going to call you a formal medicine woman in that sense, but there's a little bit of this, I'm hearing the word over and over, medicinal. So I do feel like that you would have had your hands involved a little bit into some of that type of work also. It's interesting to me because even though I'm seeing your own children in this group, there's children that belong to others as well. I'm seeing you also, there is a generosity and a kindness that I'm seeing you extending to other people. I do see children that are orphaned or that would have lost parents that I see you also taking in as yours. So it's very much in a life, and again, like I said, while they're formally not calling you teacher, I see you very much in a role in this life of kind of taking specifically children under your wing. One of the other vibrations that I kept getting is there is an essence in this life as well. It's not necessarily a leadership perspective, but it's a perspective of kind of like showing a way in that sense of, let me give you the tools on how to do something. Let me show you how to be a good person. Let me show you how to thrive in that sense and kind of watching you go forward. What's very interesting, Amy, in this present life that you live, I feel like that there's a correlation of that you do a lot of mothering to other people, but I don't feel obviously a connection where like your own children would be. However, I do feel that you are a mother figure to someone else's child in particular that you would have a very big soft spot for. One of the other pieces that I keep looking at is that from a work perspective, you are giving people like tools and resources to fix, repair, change things, but you're not doing it always for them in that sense. And I feel like there's a little bit of that even from a colleague perspective where work is concerned, of kind of also watching you sort of act as a little bit, again, they're having me be cautious with using the word leader per se, but seeing you also in a place where you are demonstrating watching you demonstrating like a task or demonstrating a solution and giving someone the tools to be confident to go forward within all of this. You definitely have that same mothering, that same nurturing vibration. I don't think you're taking in orphans in this life, however, but I do feel that you often are lifting the spirits of other people around you and giving a lot of love, taking them under your wing, giving them a lot of nurturement in that sense. So I do see some parallels from that life that come in as well. It's interesting because this life, the present one that you're in now, Amy, I am hearing you've had a lot of challenges within it, but I also feel like you are getting ready to move into a place where things are getting ironed out, things are evening out, and it's I love that. They're saying she's getting to a place where she's going to put her feet up and stretch out and lean back. And I think, Amy, you have always, since the moment that you popped into this world, you have been in go mode. There's a little smidge of some worry wart energy that comes in with you as well. But I feel like that you've been in mode of like get ready, brace yourself for something. And I feel like as you get into January, February, March of 2016, you're going to see a lot of that brace yourself energy leaving, a lot of predictable, smooth sailing energy coming in. And a part of you really that is moving into a place of, I'm going to actually say, really breathing for the first time. And I think that's significant. So I'm excited for you. And I feel like this is something that also is very, very long overdue.
Oh my gosh, Kelly, I can't thank you enough. Thank you so much. And I signed up for your Webinator. I can't wait for that. I'm so excited.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Amy, have a wonderful rest of your day.
Much.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You know, I wanted to also talk about something to you all just before we're just about out of time. I got a little email in about if I could address karma and past lives and how that works together. And I just want to throw this little thought out for you. Karma is not a being. It's not a person. It's nobody standing around you that's judging you, that's telling you, don't do this. You're bad. If you do that, that's going to happen. Karma is a part of the law of attraction. It's a process that we do good things, we get good things back to us. We do difficult things, we might get a kick in the pants. But I think where karma and past lives fit together is that, you know, each life that we live, we always want to grow and we want to try to thrive and try to be the best that we can be. And I do believe that we can carry some of the things that we do in this life into previous ones with us, if it is part of the lesson that we still need to learn. And so I think that as long as you go with the principle of try your best, be a good person, follow that golden rule, do unto others as you would do unto you, you'll get some good karma around you and make good choices. As I say to my little children, make a good choice. But karma is not a being, no one judging you, but giving you love. It is hard to believe, but our show is over. The time flew by and I can't wait to connect in with you all next week. Thank you for sharing your time and energy and vibration with me today, and for tuning into the Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond on Transformation Talk Radio. Please join me every Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. Next week, we'll be talking about what's ahead in 2016, Year of the Fire Monkey, with astrologer and feng shui expert Donna Stellhorn. Have a great week. Be open to the awesomeness of the universe, and thank you for allowing me to serve spirit. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly Ballard is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from your loved ones on the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in every week and visit www.reflectiveharmony.com to learn more about Kelly and the services she provides. Thanks for listening.